Chapter 4. Who's to blame?
Frank Sinatra! Yelled Jenny. What's going on? Rav, stop the song! Change to camera one, then change the track!
Rav immediately did as he was told. The voice of Frank Sinatra singing My Way had shocked everyone, especially Juliet. They all watched Katie closely on the monitor.
Well, that's my mum's favourite song, but I'm sure that now Juliet will sing us her new song, My Day.
The sound of Juliet's voice filled the studio, and the sound of Jenny's voice filled the gallery.
Now can somebody please explain what happened? I told you all to concentrate!
Everyone in the gallery started speaking at once.
Well, we've already done it now.
But they all fell silent as the door opened and David Fox burst into the room.
Is this some kind of joke? Do you all realise that Bruce Kemp is watching Pop World? I don't think he will be too impressed with our performance so far. Who's the culprit?
All eyes fell on Simon.
I'm so sorry. Rav asked me if I could key in the title of the song, but I couldn't read his writing. There was no time to ask him for clarification, so I had to guess what the letters were.
Jenny, Rav and Sally again spoke at once.
Why didn't you?
Simon's father came to his rescue.
Silence! As I see it, both Simon and Rav are to blame. Rav, I asked you to help Simon, not to make things difficult for him. Now, Juliet's song is about to finish, so get back to your places. We'll discuss this later.
It was now 7:30 in the evening, and Simon was in Jenny's office. He was sitting in a corner away from Jenny's glare. Jenny and David were discussing the next day's lunchtime news, the second programme to be monitored by Kanga TV.
So, David, do you agree on the content and the order of the news items? Asked Jenny.
David smiled.
I think it's perfect. I've asked Gordon to come as soon as he's free, so he can give us his opinion. Has the auto cue been written?
Before Jenny could answer, there was a knock on the door. And a rather robust, middle-aged man entered the room. It was Gordon Wright, Trent TV's news anchorman.
Gordon, this is the script for tomorrow. What do you think?
Said David, as he handed him a sheet of paper. Gordon read it quickly.
It's fine,
he observed.
We'll start with the item about the Prime Minister, unless a more important story comes in. Is the autocue ready?
We were just discussing that, replied Jenny. There's just one more article to write.
Maybe Simon could do it,
suggested David. Simon looked hopeful. Jenny looked doubtful, and Gordon looked very annoyed.
David, I've heard about your son's contribution to Pop World, and I don't want him to be involved in my programme. I have a reputation. The viewers always get perfection from me. We can't afford to make another mistake.
Jenny didn't like Gordon very much. He could be so arrogant. She said,
Simon, can you write a short, perfect article for the autocue about a new film that's out this week? Here's the journalist's report.
Simon grinned.
Don't worry, Jenny. I won't let you down.